work mainly with experiential art. Mm-hmm. So that can be sort of instruction-based work or installations. I do a lot of work outside of the gallery as well as inside the gallery. Not really object-based stuff, more, yeah, ephemeral stuff you got to experience.
How do you utilize space with your works?
Space is really important. A lot of the sort of content or ideas behind my work are about engaging with space and having experiences of space or different experiences of space. So that includes using like vast space and distances and that sort of thing, as well as kind of altering conditions of certain spaces that might be familiar to, maybe facilitate an experience you otherwise wouldn't have, or even just heightening awareness of your body in space.
The Size of Air is about Brisbane's sky. What do you associate with the sky and how has that been reflected in your works?
The sky's been really important for me the last few years as, content and conceptually as well. I've always just been fascinated with the sky, especially like clear blue sky, and kind of struggling to grasp the idea of it, because it's this space that's like so massive that you can't actually, think it almost. At the same time, still wanting to sort of experience it, which is funny because technically we're experiencing the sky now because we're in the atmosphere. But that idea that, that we're not aware of it or there's not enough of it and that we look up. And yeah, there seems to be that boundary. So in terms of the Size of Air, trying to bring that space down, but at the same time, it already is down, but like...
So how do you encapsulate such a large space into such a kind of environment such as the Queen Street Mall?
That's an excellent question. And that's what I think about a lot when I'm trying to make work. Like, how do you do that? How do you translate that? How do you elicit those feelings in a small space? So I think that's when I use like more poetic devices rather than any sort of literal things, kind of gesturing towards the sky. For this exhibition, the projectors are shooting footage of the sky, but you can't see the footage because it's hitting all the smoke inside, so you just get the cover. So I guess it's condensing the sky, which is very light, airy, and the sky's only blue because of some sort of science light refraction stuff that happens over such a large space. So sort of condensing that and getting that to happen in like a 6x6 meter square or something.
So you're speaking about projecting.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you get the footage for the sky? What time of day were you looking at? How did you make those decisions?
I've got just hours and hours of footage of the sky on my computer. I think for me, it's time of year. It has different sky. I really like the June sky, like that sort of dry, crisp winter sky. All of our experiences are really based in our bodies. So in terms of scale of structure and everything like that, I try to engineer them all around the body in terms of what that's going to feel like in the space.
What kind of challenges has this project had?
So many. It's been excellent to get a chance to work in, such a prime location and have a team of people to work with. That's been really helpful. I guess in the past I've done everything myself and it's been challenging trying to make this project because all we can do is plan. I haven't seen it yet. It's not up yet. It doesn't exist until we put it in the mall. And so it's challenging trying to make plans that are all really hypothetical because nothing exists until the day.
Can you tell us a bit more about the mediums you've explored through your works involving the sky?
Yeah, sure. So the smoke rooms are part of a larger series, which I call my blue series. And there's about 10 or 11 of them. Some of them are these smoke rooms, some of them sort of monochrome vinyl banners, and a couple of instructional work. Probably the most recent one was I painted a whole heap of clear glass marbles in thermochromatic paint, which is paint that changes color with temperature. And they were like, I put them in a bowl on a table with an instruction card saying, choose a marble, it is now yours, hold it dearly. When you feel it's time, journey somewhere special and leave the marble there. And so, people could pick up a marble and in their hand, their body heat would change the color. So the marbles were painted blue, but when the thermochromatic paint activates, I think it's like above 31 degrees. 28, 31 degrees or something. Body temperature is, 37, which is internal body temperature, but external body temperature is lower. So some people's marbles wouldn't change in their hands and I said, try putting them in your armpit or something in the crook of your elbow where it's a bit warmer. And so then the marble would like turn sort of a frosty, like clear, opaque, and the blue would go away. I guess like for that work, I was trying to see how I could engage people in special places, and realizing that places that are special for me, like the sky and stuff like that, aren't, you know, places are special for everyone. So I'm leaving that kind of open-ended. It's like basically a roundabout way of getting people to go to a place that's special to them, and all the marbles and whatever, just a detour to, you know, having someone feel special feelings about a place that's special to them.
And when you speak about the audience, making observations of your audience, has that changed how you go about doing your projects?
Yeah, because I think audience is crucial to most of my works, because they're either performative or instructional, or like, so there is some element that people have to enact for the work to exist at all. So I guess the way I try and think about that when I'm coming up with stuff is I think about experiences that I want to have and how I want to feel, and or what I might feel, and kind of just really try and, I guess, use that as a way forward. And then also with every, you know, display of any work, seeing how people respond. And like with the marbles, for instance, a couple of people would come up to me, you know, a few weeks after and be like, look, I still have my marble, and you know, marbles all chipped and stuff because they've been carrying it around in their pocket. And it's like, that's really nice that some people took the instructions and like left their marble somewhere immediately, and other people have hung on to it for a long time. And that was like interesting, just to see the difference in how, you know, people operate within these frameworks. And that's, I like that, and I think it's really important, because I don't think, well, I don't want my art to be telling anyone what to do or how to feel or what to experience. I get annoyed when people are like, oh, I don't understand this art. And it's like, I want to try and produce stuff that's accessible, and accessible through everyone's personal experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, no matter how you engage with it, like, that's authentic and valid, and there's nothing you're misunderstanding.